This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Well, a massive winter storm is wreaking havoc on the South today and threatening to do the same in the Northeast over the next couple of days. Ice and nasty wintry mix is causing major problems in states from Louisiana all the way up to North Carolina, shutting down roads, it's closing schools, hundreds of thousands are without power, and thousands of flights have been canceled nationwide. We'll take a look at how people are coping in three southern states not used to this kind of weather blast in just a couple of minutes. Later this hour, an update on the humanitarian crisis in Syria in the city of Homs, where a shaky ceasefire is providing a tenuous window to get food into that city. And we'll take a look at efforts across the country to provide healthy school lunches to our nation's public school students. But first, we want to check in down south where that icy mess is creating a whole lot of mess for people, causing them to hunker down. They're starting to prepare, of course, with runs on the grocery stores and on the hardware stores. Kearns Little is the co-owner of Little Hardware in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kearns, how are things going down there?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm all right. Kearns, how much salt are you moving down there at Little Hardware?
A very, very gracious amount today. We had several truckloads went out yesterday, and that is a mix between salt and urea, which is a different ice melting product. And a truck typically is around 880 bags, and we've had, like I said, two or three go out and deliveries to some of the airport and all the local landscapers who are in charge of de-icing the front stoops of the banks and the supermarkets, et cetera, are just loading up.
Yeah, salt bags in the thousands then. You know, Charlotte, North Carolina is in the South, let's face it, a place that's not used to a lot of harsh winter weather. It makes me wonder if your place is just not getting overrun by panic people who don't know what to do.
Sometimes, yes. A lot of times we do have it frequently enough to, I think they know what to do, but infrequently enough to make it a large event. I'm sure just like us, the other retailers, especially grocery stores, you know, the old adage, they sell all their eggs and milks and breads and stuff. And we've sold upwards of 600-700 snow shovels yesterday. Sleds, we sold 400 or 500 sleds. Everything we get a hold of is gone. Now, we can even start selling like mortar boxes and things like that for people to sled on. It's a rare event, so these people get all this stuff, and then they'll put it in their garage for a couple of years, and then a nice event like this will happen again. So it's a pretty fun and unique experience.
Grocery stores crowded with people. Around my way, people stock up on toilet paper for some reason and water usually.
Yes, we haven't seen that. Now, we did have tons of heaters go out yesterday to the point where we don't have any but a few ceramic heaters and some forced air propane heaters. But your kerosene heaters and other things that don't require electricity went out.
Kearns Little, do you have the sense, though, that people are taking it in stride, maybe having a bit of fun with the preparations? You mentioned sleds and stuff like that, or is there a sense of dread here?
I don't think there's a sense of dread. I think everybody's going to have fun with it. The schools are out today. My children are out today, and I know Charlotte's out today. So everybody's taking advantage of the weather that's coming, trying to get ready. But let's face it, come Thursday, Friday, it's going to be well on the way to being melted.
Big cold and big snow spreading across the South. It's bad for the roads, but hey, it's good for business for Kearns Little, co-owner of Little Hardware in Charlotte. Kearns, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Well, it's not just North Carolina getting hit. You might remember that Georgia Governor Nathan Deal and authorities in Atlanta were widely criticized for their lack of storm preparation when a blizzard hit that city late last month. And we wanted to check in now on how Atlanta is doing this time around. To help us, Joshua Stewart, Morning Edition host for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Todd.
Sit tight there because we're also going to go to Pat Duggins, news director for Alabama Public Radio, who is standing outside in Tuscaloosa, as I understand it. Hi, Pat.
Yes, Todd. All bundled up and kind of in a holding pattern waiting for the snow tonight.
And what are you seeing out there?
Well, it's eerily quiet. I mean, I think everybody in the southern half of Alabama is kind of waiting to see what happens this evening when portions of the state could receive anywhere from 5 to 8 inches of snow. And then the northern half of the state right now, they're dealing with ice, which either is tearing down tree limbs or knocking out power by tearing down power lines. So it's, I guess the biggest difference between what we're dealing with now and what we had back on January 28th is at least that everybody knows that it's coming and now it's here.
And Josh Stewart over there in Atlanta, that has to be a big factor too, because the amount of criticism after we saw the television pictures of people stuck in their cars migrating to a Home Depot to go to sleep out there for 24 hours were pretty stark.
Yeah, they were. And the difference this time is officials have urged and people have listened and told them just stay home. Don't be out on the roads. The roads are pretty well empty across the metro area, which is a good thing because the little bit of rain and sleet that we've seen earlier is now really turning into freezing rain and hardening on the roads right now.
So you're getting some icy conditions there already. Josh Stewart, you know, we talked about what happened just a couple of weeks ago with the governor and Atlanta authorities. It's sort of a rare chance with these two storms so closely next to each other in terms of the calendar, a chance to kind of make good for authorities there after kind of flubbing it the first time.
It really is a chance for a mulligan for the governor and the mayor. You kind of wonder if they're not secretly a little glad to have the opportunity to show that they have learned things from the last go-round. They started issuing emergency declarations really at the beginning of the week to start preparing people for this idea and warning them, you may be without power for a couple of days. You need to have your food and water stocked. You need to be prepared for that. We're going to open shelters. We've got the National Guard on standby. All the things that took a little longer to get going last go round.
Yeah, nothing can dog politicians like a poor weather response, and most of them know that. Hey, Pat Duggan's over there in Tuscaloosa. How are people preparing down your way? Are they long lines at the grocery stores? Lots of food items, comfort food. What?
Well, actually, a lot of people will pick up, you know, bread and milk, that sort of thing. We had this running joke in the newsroom. They make French toast and wait for the snow to go away. But I think really the people who learned the best lesson were the folks who actually teach TV weathermen their craft. Because we interviewed some of them right after the January 28th debacle that impacted not only Atlanta but also Tuscaloosa and Birmingham. And they said they absolutely did not factor in how cold the ground was before the snow fell. So when it fell, it froze, and that's when everybody got stuck. So they're going to try to do better on that in the future.
Well, second time around for almost everybody in the area. That's Pat. That's Pat Duggins, news director for Alabama Public Radio, outside for us on the campus of the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, also joined by Joshua Stewart, Morning Edition host for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.